Ilhan Omar blasted U.S. 3 days before approving resolution upholding American freedom. By Aaron Klein on July 16, 2019. New York, only 3 days ago, Representative Ilhan Omar made comments about America at the Radical Netroots Nation conference that seemed to conflict with the text of the resolution condemning President Trump and passed by House Democrats tonight. The Democrat-controlled House affirmed the resolution claiming that Trump made racist comments about four far-left Democratic congresswomen, including Omar, known for their controversial remarks about the U.S. The text of the resolution states that the House of Representatives believes that immigrants and their descendants have made America stronger, and that those who take the oath of citizenship are every bit as American as those whose families have lived in the United States for many generations. While the resolution text promotes equality between immigrants and natural-born citizens, Omar exclaimed during her keynote to the Netroots Nation conference this past Saturday, "I believe, as an immigrant, I probably love this country more than anyone that is naturally born." The House resolution, meanwhile, quotes President Ronald Reagan upholding America as a beacon of freedom and opportunity, with the text stating, "Whereas other countries may seek to compete with us, but in one vital area, as a beacon of freedom and opportunity that draws the people of the world, no country on earth comes close." Yet on Saturday, Omar mocked the very idea of America the Great and said she is ashamed of the U.S. continuing to live in its hypocrisy. "There is something that I get criticized for all the time. It's not what you think, so don't, like, don't gasp," Omar said at the Netroots Nation event. "It is that I am anti-American because I criticize the United States. And because I am ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy that I work so hard to make sure that others who've had that, like, why, just be American," she said. "Why don't you be more like an American, can just continue to say that? Why can't you be more like an American? It used to be a very positive thing. We export American exceptionalism," Omar continued. "The great America. The land of liberty and justice. That is, you know, you ask anybody in, walking on the side of the street somewhere in the middle of the world, they will tell you America the Great. But we don't live those values here," Omar stated. "And, so, that hypocrisy is one that I am bothered by," she said. "I want America the Great to be America the Great." Trump doubled down on Tuesday, saying, "Go wherever they want, or they can stay. But they should love our country. They shouldn't hate our country. You look at what they've said, I have clips right here. The most vile, horrible statements about our country, about Israel, about others. It's up to them. They can do what they want. They can leave, they can stay, but they should love our country and they should work for the good of our country." Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.